Doctor Who, Dark Horizons by J.T. Colgan. Read by Niamh McIntosh. Chapter 1. The doctor looked down at the board, sighed, and gently knocked over the king with one finger. Lost again. That was the problem with playing chess with yourself. You always lost. And he wasn't playing Bobby Fischer again. That had gone very wrong. Very wrong indeed. He hated it when people bandied about phrases like, brought the world to the brink of nuclear war. The doctor frowned to himself. What he really needed was someone to play chess with who wouldn't take it too seriously. Someone who wouldn't get really upset when he beat them. Henrik and Anar stared hard at the board. They were trying to keep it sheltered high up in the prow, where there was a little space just underneath the dragon's neck that decorated the front of the longship, away from the bosun's prying eyes. If he knew they were playing with his second most precious piece of cargo, there'd be trouble. But there wasn't much else to do nearly a full moon's turn out from land. Once your rowing stint was over and you'd talked about as many girls as you could mention in one breath, and the meat was turning green and you could scarcely remember a world where the horizon didn't move up and down constantly, where your clothes weren't wet from dawn to dusk, and you ate the same dry bread, dry meat and porridge oats every day, like cattle. Henrik glanced over to the hens in cages along the side of the boat. They'd stopped laying. He frowned. That meant harsh weather was coming. Henrik cast his eyes back to the board. The chess set had been packed up well. It was being taken to Iceland as part of the dowry gift, as the Duke of Trondheim prepared to marry his daughter to Gizar Pálvadarson to cement the bonds between their two lands. The Duke of Trondheim's daughter, Freydis, had long hair that looked like it was made out of spun gold. Gizar Pálvadarson, as everyone knew throughout the world, was the fattest man anyone had ever seen, who dined exclusively on whale blubber and drank hot mead from the second he rose from his cot in the morning. It had caused plenty of sniggering amongst the sailors. "Keep your eyes off those chooks," grunted Anar to Henrik. "We're not going to be eating roast hen for a long time, so don't think it." "If they're not laying," said Henrik. Suddenly, the idea of roast chicken dripping with juices, roasted over a good fire with the flat bread his mother used to make back on the farm, was the most wonderful thing he could think of. "I'd trade a kingdom for that," he said ruefully, looking down at his pieces. They were beautifully carved from walrus ivory, in the Trondheim style. Gizar proud on his throne, his fat cheeks showing over his beard. Even though the carvings were small, they were still, Henrik thought, flattering. He had seen the king once. He was short. His belly bulged over his leather windings, and his face was covered in old pustules that he tended to fiddle with distractedly whilst giving orders. Henrik had been, on the whole, disappointed. It was the first king he'd ever seen. He'd expected someone a bit more impressive. And beside him on the board, the carving was of the princess, Freydis made as queen-in-waiting, her hair curling down over the back of the throne, her expression proud and stern. They had been made over four moons by the finest bone worker in Trondheim. They were the most precious, beautiful objects Henrik had ever seen. He weighed the heavy piece in his hands, its cool beauty suggesting luxury in leisure time. Henrik had never owned much more than his sheepskin and cord boots in his entire life. The idea of commissioning these for hundreds of crowns was amazing. He hoped they would be appreciated. "Check," said Anar. Henrik cursed. He had been so distracted by the pieces he'd forgotten to concentrate on the game. He bent his head, but just as he did so, a sudden, terrible screaming rent the air. As the men leapt up, startled, half out of their wits, hands already halfway to their swords, the beautiful board tipped over, the pieces rattling and scattering all over.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?